Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm telling you, whenever time I hear the end of that song, make me think of like the old school football games, like where, you know what I'm saying, Deion Sanders take pick six for something, I don't know. But look, this your dude, Uncle Leroy, kicking it with Sports Talk with Friends, Badass Mike Live. We about to get things cranking on the Week 6 Fantasy Football Insight Live Show. Man, look, this is the first week we really getting this thing back cranking, so everyone sit back. We'll have a good show. And right now, we're going to leave y'all with some sounds of KB.
You're in the mix with the DJ always banging the real hip-hop.
KB, I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to get my sack right. My girl hit me and asked my own text back. My dog got out of prison and went right back. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Yeah. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that. Yeah. These brand new don't step on my Balenciaga. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Yeah. Flooded out my wrist, a puddle dripping. 42, I'm steady sipping. Yeah, I'm on and I'm off that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't follow rules and they don't like that. Hit the club with wife, he brought a dime back. Yeah, hit the three twice and ran it right back. I'm only here tonight cause in the morning got a flight back. Talking it but you ain't living like that. The porch cost 100, this is twice that. Flooded on my diamonds, calling spring. Back in Oakland, I'm a king. I know in Halsey is a ting. Yeah, right detail, it's not a speck of dust on it. I'ma get the bag, you can put some trust on it. Everything is new, so it's never rust on it.
And her booty's so big. Look, boy, you about to make me spark up early in the morning listening to this music, man. They got me grooving. But look, this is dude Uncle Leroy. I don't see the Leroy without the Junior. Man, coming back fresh on the mic in week 6 for the Fantasy Insight Live Show. And, man, we're going to talk some sports, talk some brew, talk some fishing wars. You know what I'm saying? We just going to get down to the nitty-gritty of this Fantasy Football Week 6 and, you know, any suggestions we have. Hey, and we got kicking it is none other than Sports Talk with Friends Badass Mike Glide. What up, what up, what up, partner?
Wow. What's happening with y'all, Leroy?
Man, I'm cooling, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hold on, man. That was a very hearty wow. That's what I'm talking about. Look, man, you must be feeling good in week 6.
Oh, man, I'm feeling amazing, man. Had a good week on a fishing trip, you know what I'm saying? Perfect weekend. Coming back, it's time to get back to business and go get these championships, you heard me?
Hold on, wait, I just heard that like, you know what I'm saying? I had a sauce out for you right there, man. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? What good shit, you on a fishing trip, man. Like, shit. Tell the listeners how, you know what I'm saying? How you was the first to pull out that big ass monster, man.
Hey, man, look, hey, when you're a real fisherman, like I told you, you don't need but one hook, you know what I'm saying, one pole, you just go to work, you know what I'm saying, and you let the pole do the work, you know what I'm saying, and you bring in that river monster, you see? Definitely shout out to Cap Mike, man, he put us on the fish, man, I had a blast, bro, I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Darren and the queen of the fishing trip, you know what I'm saying, we showed up, we had a good time, man. For those of you who didn't come, y'all missed a good day, you heard?
Facts, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're like they say, it's always next time. And there's going to be a next time and shoot after good talks with you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try and at least do, you know, twice a year. So, you know what I'm saying? We keep that pop percolating from New Orleans to Dallas to Houston to Atlanta. We all over. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can get in on the fishing trip. But one thing he was talking about with the poles, I had to get a improvised line because goddamn mackerel kept sniping, bite my damn eye. Man, I wanted to get there and, well, I'm lying. I ain't want to get in there because this son of a bitch had teeth. I'm just expecting their mind and just keep, you know, just keep feeding the, you know, see what they say, the ovation system, what's the circulation system, what are these damn systems, the Mother Nature system.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, it was nice. It had a back.
Only thing I had a question about, you put it in the group with this New Orleans versus Dallas fifth count. I just want to know how you came to that number, because I don't remember Dallas outfishing me. That's all I want to know.
Wait, hold on. Wait. So you think you 10-toed daddy, big, you know what I'm saying, big nuts? You like, oh, so you saying Dallas ain't outfished you by yourself. Like, you just hold it down from you all the way to the river. You just hold it down like that?
Hey, man, you know I told you I had to come and represent from the 504, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know how you came to your numbers. I wanted to see how you had y'all out fishing. That's all I wanted to know.
Hey, man, you know, because that's why there's different authors for the same book. You know what I'm saying? In my book, it's going to read, we towed your ass up with a regular rod. You know what I'm saying? Out fished you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it didn't take me 8 minutes to pull that damn fish up out the water. Well, I'm lying. It took me six. But, you know what I'm saying? It ain't take me 6 minutes to pull that fish up out the water. And no,
I'm glad we got a seat.
You know what I'm saying? So, exactly. That's the type of stuff where you got to see it to believe it to repeat it. So, ain't none of them seeing it. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's my word against that. It's awesome. We about to do the fantasy football insight picks for the, you know, for our group. So we got like, man, a lot of leagues. We got three ranked leagues that are paid, minor league, Florida League, and the big league. So we just gonna cover those right, you know, this week. So first game, and you can always check these out in the group because the commissioner of the minor league, he actually posted his visual on Sports Talk with Friends in the group, so you can check that out. I'm also start doing that for the division, but big leaguers, you know, you can always check the write-ups out there today. So first league, first game we have is our first place team. Man, this dude's been killing it. How's your mama doing? That's just crazy. So he's undefeated. So right now he's going up against Podcast Rob. You know, check him out. He also has his own podcast. So right now it's projected for How's Your Mama Doing. He got Matt Ryan going up against Philip Rivers. And How's Your Mama Doing is able to strike first with Julian Edelman. So I think he might keep this, you know, he's going to keep this win streak going. That's going to be win number six for him. Man, we're going to have to stop him some kind of way. Next game, we have number 14th team going up against the number 5 team. 14th team is Chief Cat. The 5th team is 49ers Faithful. I think 49ers is going to pull this off, and Chief Catch is going to continue this losing streak, and it's going to extend to 0-6. So next game we have is Hooligans is a 13th team going up against Everclear. Hooligan got mollywop, got slapped last week for the blowout of the week, so I think he might try and make a comeback this week. With Dak Prescott going up against Teddy Bridgewater, he has Dak Prescott. So, of course, it's going to be tough sled for him. So, I think Everclear is going to pull this one off. Next game, we have Dangerous Juju going up against T.D. King. Man, T.D. King's didn't see the touchdown this week starting Daniel Jones at quarterback from the New York Giants and Hillman, the running back, in the flex. So, tough sled for you. You're definitely going to take this week 6 L. Next game we have is number 12 team number 12 team, This Can't Be Real, going up against the number 16. The champ is here. Hey, I always like comeback stories, and I love a good David versus Goliath match. This game I'm going for the underdog, This Can't Be Real, so the champ is here. You're ready to take your another L. Next game we have number 4th team going more CMC going up against the Marathon Continue. Right now, it looks like the Marathon Continue struck first, having 3 players played, and also doesn't have a tight end that's in the game. I think more CMC is going to get this victory. Next game we have number two team, Kissing Cousins, going up against number three team, Ted Bundy Pigskin. Come on now. The name itself sounds whack, so you can't go against, you can't root for Ted Bundy Pigskin. Boo! Just on the namesake, you're going with Kissing Cousins to continue this streak and come out with the win in week six. So, as you do with Uncle Leroy picks for the minor league, while I drink me a sip of this cognac, you know, I'm going to pass the mic over to you, Mike Lyra, and you're going to, you know, let us know what that looks like.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the pass. I'm not going to drop it like these Saints receivers. Shots fired. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's Mike Lyle with the Florida League pick. You know what I'm saying? And as usual, I always go with the top. And the number one seed, Eagles three-way tie, is the champion here. He's going against the 11th seed, BT Barnes, this week. And he's off to a good start, 35 points from the Wigner defense. This one has blow out of the week written all over it. Looking for the champion here to stay at number one this week with a victory over BT Barnes. At number two, we got the LeQuint Dickey, a.k.a. El Chapo, a.k.a. Lil Chapo, stepdaddy, a.k.a. I just bought a house, going against Kissing Cousin. Man, I wish he was here to hear this prediction. Kissing Cousin started two players, didn't get off to a good start. Look for El Chapo to keep the winning streak alive, and Kissing Cousin stay down at number 10 seed. I'm going with the LeQuint Dickey this week. At number three, you got yours truly, this week team name finger on your lip, because I'm going against a silenced rookie in the 14th seed at Show Me Your TDs. This rookie came into the league with the group real loud. Oh, I'm going to run through everybody, blah, blah, blah. Ain't heard from him since. You know, it's going on week six. This might be the longest rookie silence we might have had in group history, and I'm going to make sure we continue that. He got 16 points for Sean Michel. Won't be enough. I'm going to blow him out. Finger on your lip for the victory. At the next matchup, we got the 4 seed Cell in the South going against the 5 seed Gotham Coach. Cell in the South thought James White was going to do something. Didn't get much. That's going to be the writing on the wall for him. Look for Jared Goff to get many points against Frisco defense. Cell in the South for the victory. And he's going to stand and win with some winning ways. In the next matchup, we have the 6 seed, Victoria's Secret, going against the 13 seed, Funky Finger Production. Now, Funky Finger Production started 3 players and only got 45 points, and that only because Tom Brady saved him with a 2 late rushing touchdown, but it won't be enough. This one is potential blowout of the week, written all over it as well. Victoria's Secret for the victory. That's the only way it's going to go. The next matchup, we have the 7 seed, your boy and them, versus the 8 seed Abusement Park. Yahoo's projecting Abusement Park to run away with it. I don't see it that way. I got your boy and them for the upset, mainly because Dak Prescott is going to let him down this week. And the next matchup we have, last but not least, the recruit going against who them? The 9 seed versus the 12 seed. At the end of the day, somebody got to win. And the matchup with Kansas City and Houston is going to be the deciding factor in this matchup, because I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a big week. So I got who them picking a slight upset and beating the recruit this week. Either way, both of them going to still be at the bottom, but somebody got to win. And that's been the Florida League picks with your boy Mike Lowry. And then I'm going to head toss that thing right back on the Leroy for the big league picks. Let's see what's going on at the league that I'm going to be in next season. What you got for me on the Leroy?
Hey, appreciate that, that alley. But look, let me dribble it back down, keep it on the floor of the Lee League, and definitely got to say something about Funky Finger Productions. Like, he didn't get the memo not to start all them players that he did, and he didn't get the memo. He won. He got picked for Free Money Friday, and he once again didn't comment on the post. So, shout out to him for being the blowout of the week and losing the Free Money Friday, not once, but twice. So I definitely going to see him not doing well. But he also another one who came in the group thinking he was going to, you know, make a big splash. And, you know, he's at the bottom of the barrel. So we waiting to see him, see what he's going to do at the end of the season. But we definitely going to get back to that. And shout out to Jerry who won that $50. So, you know, definitely it pays to be active in a group, and definitely pays to be on the lookout for Free Money Friday. So, first game, we got Sports Talk with Friends champ, Breeze Nuts, but he's the champ, going up against number 17, the Chosen One. The Chosen One, he played good idea. You know, he played the kicker for the Giants, but only got him 2 points with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, the way they've been playing. And they got Tariq Hill back. I see this being the potential, you know, not even close. So definitely Sports Talk with Friends champ. And I think I might have to put a bounty out after this week if he doesn't take an L. But next game, we have DJ Shark Doodoo versus the champ is here. Man, all season long, DJ Shark Doodoo has been playing doodoo-like. And this is one of the big league's rookies. He's currently at 1-4, sitting at dead last place. So something got to change, and he's going to be changed, dropped back down to the Florida Lee League. So next game we have in the big dog league is Who's That Man's Mama going up against Something Spectacular, a.k.a. the Draft Day Whiner. So last week he took an L after by the quarterback thief, and I think this week he's gonna take another one. He started Julian Edelman, got him 19 points, while Who's That Man's Mama made a smart move and picked up Bolden and got him 13 points. So next game we have is Turn Your Head and Golf. I bet you can't say that three times and feel confident about yourself. Going up against the number 11 team, Survival of the Fit. Survival of the Fit was able to get 21 points from Daniel Jones, but he also starting Hodge, the backup quarterback for Pittsburgh. I don't think that'll be enough to actually get him to win, so I think Turn Your Head and Goff is going to be the victor in this game. Next game we have the big leagues rookie, the name with us, eggs with a side of L, and he's taking 3 L's in consecutive weeks, so he's definitely looking to turn a page on that. Going up against a proven big league veteran, Can't Guard My Receivers. So Can't Guard My Receivers started Hillman, don't know why, got him 4 points, and he started the kicker for New England, who got him 5 points, while A's with the side of L started Sonny Michel and got 16 points. But even with that at price point advantage, I'm still thinking that this big league veteran is going to take this victory from this first-year big league rookie and going to extend that losing streak to 4. Next game we have is I Love Bad Pitches, our second seed, going up against Life Support, who's our 13th seed team. Another easy win for I Love Bad Bitches. Well, pitches. No. Upset alert. Tom Brady got him 42 points, struck first on Thursday night, and that's what's going to be the deciding factor. So I just rung the upset alert. So life support will definitely be the victor in this game. Our last game is none other than myself, Roethlisberger and Fries, going up against a proven league veteran who's our 12th seed team, Team Lando Rampunctious. I can only speak for myself. I came off of a week 5 loss that I should not have taken, so I'm going to take it out on him. So this will be the blowout of the week. And that should do Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the joint. Don't say the joint without the break. That's my pick for the big league. And we're about to take a quick break. We might come back with we might come back with somebody. So hey, definitely stay tuned. This is Sports Talk with Friends, Fantasy Football Insight Live Show for week 6. I'm all the way up. For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches are so reckless. Keep on, so cruise, I'm talking naughty. Uptown showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her chain. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, to point to the hills and say, go all the way up,
stay fit, hey, stay fit, hey, stay might hey, dance, turn hey, it into hey, a nightclub. Hey, hey. Yeah, put me and get some money, get some money. Put me and get some money, get some money. Yeah, put me and get some money. Ay, yeah, put G and get some money. No limit, I'm a fucking soldier. Ay, always lit, yeah, I'm never sober. It's for 3 days in a row, y'all be coming over. Told that bitch to kick, why she act like it's a boulder? Ay, Rory, shopping, that mean copping. Always popping, hella popping. She's a bopper, homie hopping. Ain't no stopping, album dropping. Got the city on fire, be lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya. Ho, stirring up the pot, I'm Belaya. And girl,
if I hit it
hey,
one time, I'm a piper.
Yeah.
If I hit it two times, then I like her.
Yeah.
If I three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white.
Slop on my knob, like corn on a cob. Slop, slop on my knob, like corn on a cob. Slop on my knob, slop, slop on my knob, slop, slop on my knob, on my knob, slop on my knob, like corn on a cob. I break a like China did rock. Put a hoe to work like she went and got a job. Everybody hit man, welcome to the mob. Put another whip or something, yeah, a different one. Thump another vip or something, I've been killing them. Smoke another zip or something, Billy can burn up. Take another sip or
something. Hey. But why this should do it over Leroy? Don't say the Leroy without Junior, man. Look, and that's what they say. If you don't close the doors, you don't bolt the windows shut, you let the riffraff in. And the riffraff that came in, we got our Sweet El Chapo, Laquin Dickey, Bro Mal King. You know what I'm saying? But look, all of that is nothing because you're the Florida League champ. What up, Pot?
Wow, what's up?
What's that? What's that? What's
yo, calling from the new Chapel Mansion right now.
Hey, hold on, man. You gotta rewind that. You gotta rewind that whole time. All right. Hey, so where you calling in from?
Man, from Chapel Mansion right now.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I celebrated that by beating this rookie last week. I celebrated the house on by whooping him with the worst whipping in history.
Yeah, that was embarrassing, man. Like, shit, for real. Like, that was, like, the highest blowout, like, in the group history. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that really didn't make no sense. I felt bad for the little young fella.
Man, I was like, come on, I had to pull off the dogs on Monday night, man. I ain't need my kicker to score 20 points because I think I'd have made the kid quit.
Yes. And so for anyone who doesn't know, this is, you know, I feel sorry for saying this, but the score was 264 points, the Quinn Dickey versus Show Me Your TD. You know, with a corny 1980s name like that, you should know he ain't had no game, but he had 108 points. So the margin of victory is 155 points. Bro, I would block you. You know what I'm saying? I would block you from everything. Like, that is very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I would hit your DM to let you know I blocked you, screenshot when I blocked you, just to let you know I am that mad at you.
Son, I don't even think. Well, you know, he's still muted, so he can't talk trash to me in the group.
Exactly.
You know, hint, Mike Lowry played this guy this week. If Mike Lowry lose, I swear to God, he can't do no more podcasts and the NMN no more.
Hey, what you got to say to defend yourself, Mike Lowry?
Hey, look, at the end of the day, man, I'm not taking no loss to him. Even though I do feel a little sorry for him, and I kind of want him to defend himself, I'm not letting off his neck, man. He got to learn the hard way, you dig? You know what I'm saying? It's welcome to the league season over here, man. So you beat him by 150, 155, I got to beat him by 160. Fuck, that's the only way I look at it.
Facts. Because he came in a group talking like, you know, so he said that, you know, because the way it is, you know what I'm saying, people might not be used to it. Some of our callers, listeners may not be aware, but every rookie, anyone who's their first year in any of our leagues is always a rookie. So, and they're muted until, you know what I'm saying, you got to prove yourself. Hence, people like, Show Me Your TD. He came in, oh, yeah, I'm going to beat y'all, woo, woo, woo. And he still losing. So just, you know, so just think, you know, all of this talking he was doing, and he loses. That's how rookies do. That's why I'd be like, you know what? Show me your game,
man.
Not your game. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
not
that
your
dude beat my record. He beat my record when I came in talking all that trash. That dude beat my record.
Wait,
it wasn't 5 weeks for me.
Right.
How long you were muted, Chapo?
I think it was 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was about three.
Really?
I didn't go that long. This dude going 5 weeks. He going way into. He going to keep going in November the way he going.
You know what? That might be our toilet bowl trophy right there for the person. And then we gonna name that the BAM Award. You know what I'm saying? We gonna give you biggest loser.
When you hand it out, you gotta say BAM. Fuck that shit.
I'm just saying. Oh boy, man, like. I didn't mean to do the dude like that, bro. He came at the champ head in the beginning, bro, saying he was going to murder me, man.
I think you did mean to do that to him, man. I'm glad you did,
no,
though.
Like I said, I really didn't expect. You know, I know I got the white man running the football, Christian McCaffrey, so I didn't expect him to do that, but I ain't the son of Deuce and Sean Watson to get 80 on this dude, bro. I ain't wanting to do that to him. I beat this dude with two people, man. Two.
Right.
Two of my people had like 140, bro.
Well, the thing with you, but that's what I'm saying. Like what they say, a word to the wise deficient. You know what I'm saying? You know, you slap a donkey on the ass and he jacks. You told him he needs, and you also told the minor league camp. You know what I'm saying? You need at least 150 points, even, well, it's 175 points against you to even compete.
I told him that, dude. Like, I told him, bro. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, when you come to me and look, and you go against Laquan Dickey, you got to at least put 175, bro. They have a chance.
Right.
If you don't play me, you play me, you got to put up big numbers. Because on my squad, I put up big numbers. Because I pick up the people that people not used to, man. Like, people go for them big names, like it's some sneaky dudes, and they beat you.
Facts. So, talking about what'd you say? My fault.
I was just curious. I just wanted to know if me and Chop played in that league yet. I'm running the head off the king. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming.
I'm just saying, you know, shout out to Funky Finger Productions. He got a little fluke victory on me. That's the only person who got one on me.
Until week six. Pow, 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 pow. Isn't that?
Oh, yo, you about to get your head crowned this week, man. I owe you for the big league.
Oh,
there we go.
Damn, fuck Joe Mixon, man. That's all I gotta say. Fuck Joe Mixon.
He covered. He's safe. You know what I'm saying? He's safe. He's safe. We ain't putting him on.
That's on my fuck you list. You got Le'Veon Bell, but Joe Mixon on my list. Fuck you. He ain't do shit but get the points he needed to beat me that game.
So that leads up to this week. So let's see. You know what I'm saying? Since we got the fucker blast, you know what I'm saying? I forgot whoever this dude is. He got the I love hate list. So we're going to see if his love hate list falls in line with our fucker list. And I guess that we're going to say the people we ride with. So for the quarterback in week six, he's saying he loved Dak Prescott going up against the Jets. So he says, do you think the Cowboys will win this game? He said he does. So what do y'all think? Is Dak Prescott a good play for week six? El Chop.
They're going to win the game, but the Jets have a decent defense. So I would say he's the fucking start of the week. I love him. He kind of the middle. He got like a half a middle finger, maybe. Fuck him a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what you can say without the C. I think he the fuck without the C. it's like he been slipping ever since he played the Saints, man. The dude been slipping ever since he played the Saints. So, I mean, the Jets actually could have a defense, but their offense sucks. So,
right.
I think Zeke might have a better game than that. But if you don't have any other quarterback to play that. But he's not somebody I love this week, Mr. Jets.
What do you say about that, Mike Lowry?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I hate what me and this ugly motherfucker agree with. Man, Dak Prescott is like a middle of the road quarterback this week. the Jets only give up points defensively because their offense is that fucking bad. But Dak Prescott hasn't been good since week three. So if you don't have anybody better, I blame him, but I'm pretty sure you do because nobody went out and drafted Dak Prescott as their starting quarterback. So I don't want to say fuck him, but I don't want to not say fuck him either. You know what I'm saying? Like, he there. You know what I'm saying? The finger holds him up. I just can't wait to show it to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
So I guess give a half a fuck about Dak Prescott this week. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's perfect. Half a fuck.
Right. If you're in a two-quarterback league, of course, you know what I'm saying? I'll say 20 points. But, you know, if you're in a one-quarterback, there's better options. So, next one on the list is Matt Ryan, Falcons at the Cardinals. So, he says, another obvious name, but I'm the highest of our rankers on Ryan. I have him as a top four play this weekend. What the shit? Against the Cardinals team that is top four, fifth on draft. All right, so, Mike Lyle, what do you think about this?
I'm going to hate even saying this out loud, but he right on this one. Cardinals ain't got no fucking defense. Patrick Peterson won't be back till next week. Anybody can move the ball on the Cardinals. Even Matt Ryan said that. Julio Jones will have a field day. Muhammad Sanu will have a field day. Calvin Ridley might even show up. So, I actually agree with him on the Matt Ryan call.
All right, cool. What do you say about this, child?
It's still, he's in the same boat with Dak Prescott with me, man. This dude go get you some damn garbage time points that, you know, they might lose the game, but that nigga still might end up with like 300-something yards because they got Julio Jones. But, so, I feel weird because it's like, this dude always do something silly that costs you points, like throw an interception when they don't need to throw one, you know, or fumble because, so, it's, I would play him. He's better than Dak. He'll have a better chance to get 30 points than Dak. So I say, yeah. But still, because he's a Falcon, fuck him anyway. But I would start him.
Big fact. I like that. So, but the thing is, you know, like him, he's on my fuck him list. Because as a Julio Jones owner, he ain't did shit for me out of 5 weeks, man. Like, one
well,
week.
Julio had one shit game.
That ain't shit, right. You know what I'm saying? But. How is he making Hopper, the tight end, relevant like that, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You got arguably the best wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a good quarterback, and you making your tight end. Man, that's, you know what I'm saying? You can get a dude from college out the Pac-10 to throw to the goddamn tight end. Until he start throwing
not
Julio Jones.
Mariota.
Hey. My quarterback, the only quarterback in the league without a turnover. Say that if you raise
y'all don't throw, y'all don't throw the ball. That's why.
Look, you know that the shot fired. That was circle back round to him. So yeah, I like that. Yes, sir. Next we got Phillip Rivers. The Chargers going up against the Steelers. So the Steelers blitz. My ratchet whining ass dog, just like when she over here. I'm talking to the fella. She looking at me whining at the door to go outside. I'm sorry, can I have like 5 minutes with the fellas, girl? That's my dog. She a Doberman. She whining, wants some of my time. But back to the game. So we're talking to Phillip Rivers, Chargers going up against the Steelers. The Steelers blitz at the fourth highest rate this season. And against the blitz this season, all Rivers has done is go 27 of 39 for 178 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. So what do you think about that one, Chop?
Phillip F. will bounce back against the Steelers. He had a rough game last week against the Broncos. He did. Phillip F. always does well against the Steelers. So I'm like, I roll with Phillip F., man, because he going to throw it. Melvin Gordon ain't back there yet. So Phillip F. is throwing the ball. So and the Steelers have a suspect secondary.
What do you think about that, Mike Lott? Oh, my phone.
Oh, you good?
Man, y'all gonna be fucking with Chop, and y'all gonna be rolling in the river. Y'all better leave Phillip Rivers alone this week.
Man, leave Phillip. I'm telling you, believe in Phillip.
You gonna believe in him right to that fucking L? Cause Phillip Rivers gonna let you down this week. Do not fuck.
He always does well against the Steelers, but look at it.
I'm riding with Phillip, man. Look, I got the blunt rolled up for him. You know what I'm saying? He must change the radio station in a whip. I'm riding with Phillip this because he ain't going to have two consecutive bad games. And then Steelers defense sucks. Their offense sucks. So they ain't going to be able to keep their defense off the field. So I'm riding with Phillips. So
Phillip making another baby this week. But like number 12, 13.
Look, man, I'm telling that boy, ride with it. Next game we got Kyle Murray, Cardinals going up against the Falcons. All right, so, you know, everyone know how Kyle Murray is, but him, this is what he had. One of only three QBs to score at least 16 points in every game this season. All right, so Mike Lyon, what are you, you riding with Kyle Murray or is this fucking? What you, how we ride?
Man, all I'm going to say is they forgot how to play at defense in Atlanta. So, Kyler Murray might score 60 today, man. I'm riding the fuck out of Kyler Murray, man. We riding that Cowboy all the way to the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't get no flat tires, man. So, what do you think about this, Cha?
I hate agreeing with this dog face motherfucker. but you know, I'm riding with Kyler Murray. This is my start of the week. Kyler Murray will have about 70 points on the Atlanta Falcons. It don't matter who the Falcons play, they get over 40 points. So start Kyler Murray. I don't care if you got – I don't care who you have on your team, start Kyler Murray if that's your quarterback. That's the start of the week.
Boom. All right, then. You know, I'll ride with that. All right, so here he also got – you know, he received – others receiving votes is, you know what I'm saying, the Minshew Magic. You know what I'm saying? Is it the Mustang? Hey, I ride with him. You know what I'm saying? Shit, since I ride till the wheels fall off, man. Look, play him.
That stash ain't doing nothing against the Saints, bro. Got that stash get cut off this week.
Boy,
I like Uncle Rico because he beat the Titans. I love Uncle Rico because he beat them. but they not winning this week.
Fuck Uncle Rico, man. He on my fucking list every week. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. Never get
him. Why are you so salty, man?
We gonna bring you these QBs he hate. He like Carson Wentz, Eagles going up against the Vikings. He hates them. Would y'all agree? Chop.
Fuck, man. Fuck Carson Wentz. I had him in one of my leagues, and you keep letting me down, bro. Ever since DeSean Jackson went down, Carson Wentz ain't been shit. So, man, till DeSean Jackson come back, put Carson Wentz on your bench.
He stamped. He got a stamp.
That's the smartest thing he ever said. Damn, boy, Chop by the house got intelligent on us, man. About time, Chop. I don't know what I'm talking about,
man. Fuck you. That's funny. All right, so what do you think about Jared Goff, Rams going up against the Niners?
Oh, I
actually like Jared Goff, man. I think that 49ers show they put on against the Browns was because it was against the Browns. At the end of the day, Jared Goff was a solid quarterback with solid receivers. I think they're going to expose them cornerbacks. I like Jared Goff this week. I don't agree with that one.
All right, what do you, Chop?
Oh, yeah, you can't sit down. You can't sit Jared Goff. Even though the Niners defense is like they're kind of nasty this year, I don't know where they came and got a defense from. I don't know who, where they bought it or rent it. They went to rent a center and running the defense. I don't know where the Niners come with that defense, but you don't sit Jared Goff because he's going to throw, he's going to make a lot of completions, and he's throwing the ball because Gurley might not play this week. So
fact. Okay,
he's going to be airing it out.
Street. All right, next on the, this is surprising, but Aaron Rodgers Packers against the Lions. He's on a hated list. What do you think about this, Chop?
Man, what is that guy smoking? the Lions give up a lot of plays, and Aaron Rodgers always beat the hell out the Lions. That's like death and taxes, man. Like
right.
Death, taxes, and Aaron Rodgers beating the hell out the Lions. So that guy, whoever that guy is, fuck him for they putting Aaron Rodgers on that list.
You know what? We just gonna keep it like that. Fuck the person who put him on the list, and we go. And next, so on the opposite side of all, they got Matthew Stafford Lions against the Packers. Mike Lyra, how do you feel about that? Fuck him, or you riding with him?
I definitely want to fuck Matt Stafford. because the pack is definitely. Oh, pause. Let me rephrase that. That didn't sound right.
Wait.
What did Dwight Howard?
Out loud. Yeah, that didn't come out right. Let's try that again.
Yeah. Let's
rewind. You gotta ask me that again, man. That didn't sound right, bro.
The music on here, man. Like, oh, no, bro. We gotta put some music on this stuff, man.
We gonna
wrap it
around.
Oh, man.
Two goals in the shootout. Lamoureux moving in on Tabanas. He deep. Scores!
All right. Okay, we can carry on. I'm sorry.
Man, ask him that again. I can't let my boy go out like that.
Yeah, it wasn't. He come up out there.
Alright, yeah, I can't even much get my composure after that, because as soon as you say something, I'm just going to start laughing. It's just ready.
Just reword it, man. Just reword it.
I can't do it. So we're going to go to the running backs that he got.
He said forget Matt Stafford. I think he means forget Matt Stafford. I don't think he actually want to fuck him.
That's exactly what I meant to say.
Cool. So next we got Kerryon Johnson, Lions, with the Packers. He's on his love list this week. So is it fuck him? Or we on? Are we rocking? Okay.
Hey, bro, you know what? Let's y'all start so you get it right, man.
All right, so how we doing with the running back right here, man?
With Kerryon Johnson. Oh man, the Packers did a good job on the. I will flex Kerryon Johnson just because it's a Monday night game, and he's a hit or miss. So like when I flex, I like to boom or bust. So. You know, hey, if he boom for you, it works. If it don't, he's in the middle of the road for me, man. Like, the Packers are like they got a for real run defense.
All right. So, Mike Live.
Half a fuck him, I guess.
because the Packers do have a good run defense, I'm saying fuck Kerryon Johnson. At the end of the day, the only way the Lions going to be successful is Matt Stafford having a good game, which we all know he won't. So, fuck the whole offense this week.
Damn, you know what? I'm riding with him because one thing, Kerryon Johnson, he's a pass catching running back, and he's their workhorse. They said that they're gonna storm him. You know, he went all season preparing for this workload, so they're gonna have to score points, and somebody gonna have to do it. And like you said, Matthew Stafford's gonna definitely have to be the one to do it, and it's gonna have to be through his arm passing him the ball. So I'm riding with him. Next one. We had to keep on going pretty quick, so it's just we're gonna be like ride with him or fuck him. Chris Carson, Seahawks at the Browns. Mike Lowry, you ride with him or just fuck him?
Ride with him. Browns.
Okay. What you call it? Chop.
Fuck him. He gonna fumble.
Fuck him. Next we got James Conner, Steelers at the Chargers. Chop. How we rocking?
I'm a ride with him. I think he's gonna have a decent game this week, so I'll ride with James Conner.
Cool, Mike Lowry.
Rookie quarterback, no AB, fucking.
Damn, you said that.
Damn, he said it was like, oh,
right, like shit, nigga. I don't like him, nigga. Like fuck him, shit. All right, well, I'm wrong with you. I got him in my running back. I might swap him out for Marlon Mack. Next game, we got Sonny Michel, Patriots going up against the Giants. Mike Lowry, you ride with him?
Yeah.
I mean, seeing how they played already, fuck him. Even though he had double-digit points, they let Bolden and Brady get all the touchdowns, so fuck him.
Fuck him. All right.
Well,
cool.
I roll with him, so he gave me 16 points, so that's what's there.
So this week, running backs on his hate list. Damn, Melvin Gordon tops his list. Chargers going up against the Steelers. Chop, how you rolling?
Man, fuck him. He spent too much time out. That dude's still rusty. I wouldn't touch Melvin Gordon for a couple weeks.
Damn. How about you, Mike Lyra?
Definitely agree. That's the wrong defense to try to come back and get your legs back under you. So that definitely fucking.
I don't know what defense y'all seen in the Steelers. I'm riding with him. You hear me? He just can't, you know, he can't smoke no weed. He can't smoke that K2 in my car. He sure shit can't change my radio station, but I'm rolling with him. Because, you know what I'm saying, he's a star running back. Next running back, Joe Mixon. Bengals at the Ravens. Guess what? Chop, how you feel about this?
Fuck him. Fuck everything Joe Mixon come on. Fuck that chicky punch in the eye. Fuck the Bengals. Man, don't get me started on Joe Mixon. And plus, the Ravens going to beat the hell out of him. Fuck Joe Mixon.
Yes, sir. So, Mike Lyle, how you feel about that one?
Oh, man, especially because Chapo don't like him. I'm riding with Joe Mixon, man. Fuck Chapo, man.
Look, hey,
riding right into a dog on L. Go ahead.
Hey,
somebody get the Ravens.
I'm riding top down with topless bitches in the car with Joe Mixon. You hear me? Got me a win last week, you know, week before last. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm good. She all right in my book. I'm riding with him week in and week out.
Man, fuck Joe Mixon.
That's what we got. Now, this is the sound weird. Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. I haven't seen that shit since what? It was like Mike Davis and somebody else, that other dude, but them two Eagles running back against the Vikings. Fuck them, y'all riding with Mike Lyra.
I'm riding with Jordan Howard because he's going to get the most touches, and fuck Miles Sanders. He's just going to be an afterthought, man.
Whoa. All right. Chop.
Man, fuck both of them. It's a timeshare. I don't like throwing timeshares too much. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck them against that defense. Fuck them.
Next one, we got Peyton Barber, Ronald Jones, Buccaneers, and the Panthers out there in London with the Queen of England eating curds and wear, however that is, trinkets and tea, however that shit go. But they ain't going to be in America. So how y'all do? Y'all riding with them way out there to London, and y'all like, fuck. How you feel about that, Mike?
Fuck them, man.
They
might well go ahead and sip tea with the Queen because they ain't doing running the ball against that defense.
Hey, what do you think about that, Chop?
Man, fuck him with a cup of Earl Grey tea, man. Fuck him. What they call him, a box of dicks out there? They be eating them fucking cookies they eat out there. That's what the fuck they gonna be, doing.
Hey, okay, man. All right, so we go to the pass catchers that he loved in week 6. First one is Keenan Allen, Chargers against the Steelers. Fuck him or y'all riding with him? Chop.
Since I say Philip Elf is going to go off against the Steelers, I'm riding with Keenan Allen on this one. I think he's going to have a great game.
All right. Mike Lyra.
Man, fuck Keenan Allen, man. He overrated.
How you be saying fuck these people, dog? Like, you got a vendetta against these people in real life.
Right, man.
Like Keenan Allen fucked your old lady or something, bro.
Dude,
hey, brother,
you're
an officer. If you can hit a bitch,
don't
mind. So fuck.
Well, see, that's why I supposed to talk with friends bad as Mike Lyra. You know what I'm saying? He dropped a Lyraism on the show. You know what I'm saying? That's why I paid to listen. Next player, we got DJ Stark Jr., Jags against the Saints. Man, this here hit home. I'm going to roll with you, Mike Lyra. How you doing with this?
Hey, bro, I'm actually riding with DJ Chuck, bro. He got a quarterback that don't know no better. He'll throw it anywhere. So look for him to get opportunities. I'm riding with him.
All right. How about you, Chuck?
Man, Marshawn Lattimore going to lock that boy down. He locked the last two people down. So he's going to lock that. So fuck him. Fuck Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do. Chalk. Fucking chalky right down on the ground. Fuck anything. DJ. Fuck every DJ. Don't pick up. Don't mess with Chalk this week.
He locked up. Next one he like is Mohamed Sanu. Falcons against the Chargers. Chop, what do you think about this one?
Anybody not named Julio Jones or Hooper, don't touch it, man. So fuck Muhammad Sanu.
I'm with y'all now. Hey, how about you, Mike Lyra?
Man, I'm riding with him, man. Hey, bro, they might score 90 points in this game, man. Julio ain't gonna catch all this shit.
Man, Julio the only one catching that Clipper Franklin.
too. Next one they got is Austin Hooper. How do you feel about Austin Hooper, Mike Lowry?
Hey, man, Matt Ryan found him a new white boy to believe in, so I got to ride with him right now.
All right. So we already know how you feel about
yeah, white power.
boy, I'll be scared to go outside, man. We burn a freaking cross him alone, man. So that's crazy. Next, we got Will Disley, Seahawks, up against the Browns. How do you feel about that one, Chop?
Man, that's the dude I found. It's the treasure I found is in Will Disley. This dude is always open. So ride with Will Disley until you can't ride no more, bro. Pause. I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm just saying, hey, you know, you got it. This dude here is always finding a way to catch a touchdown to get like 90 yards. Russell Wilson, love a tight end.
Bang. How about you, Mike Lowry?
Hey, man, I'm definitely riding with him. That's my tight end in the majority of my leagues for a reason.
All right, cool. All right, so pass catchers that he hates in week 6. Juju Smith-Schuster, Steelers at Chargers, tops the list. How do you feel about this one, Mike Lowry?
Hey, man, I told y'all before the draft to stay away from me. You know what I'm saying, fuck him.
How you rocking, Chop?
Man, Juju ain't on this beat, man. Fuck him. Get him out there. Let him ride his bike wherever he want to go. But, nah, not with that rookie quarterback.
Marquise Brown, Ravens going up against the Bengals. How you rocking with this one, Chop?
Man, look, I'm riding with Hollywood, man. Hollywood Brown. One of these Browns got to do something. And I'm going with Hollywood against the Bengals because the Bengals have a horrible defense. I don't know what this guy is thinking, but the Bengals have a horrible defense. And Lamar Jackson only throws deep to two people, either Andrews or Hollywood Brown. Who else they have as a wide receiver?
Respect. How you feel about this one, Mike Lowry?
Hey, man, I really hate agreeing with Chop, but he right. You got to ride with him. Because fuck, Lamar Jackson on looking for two niggas, so we might as well ride with him.
All right, cool. Next catcher we got is Jared Cook, Saints at the Jaguars. So, Mike Lyle, how do you feel about that one?
I'm sitting, man. Teddy Bridgewater ain't been thrown in the bowl. So I'm sitting, like, I'm not riding with him. Fuck him.
Fuck him. All right, how you what do you think about this one, Chop?
Well, even though Jared Cook caught a touchdown and a couple balls last week, it's still fuck him as a fantasy tight end. Even though I'm a Saints fan, but fuck the Cook. The Cook is out. I wouldn't do it this week.
Right. Well, last one on the hate list, Geronimo Allison, Packers going up against the Lions. Chop, what do you think about this one?
Man, this is because the name is Geronimo. That nigga gotta get a fuck you. What the fuck wrong with his parents? What the fuck, Geronimo?
What the fuck?
For real, that's crazy.
But nah, man, I'm not touching it. Fuck it, I dropped Geronimo Allison for one of my leads, man. He was a one-hit wonder last year, man. Fuck Geronimo and the horse he rode in on, man.
For real, so what do you think about this with Mike Lowry?
Hey, man, I'm asking to ride with him this week. Devontae Adams not going to play. Aaron Rodgers got to throw the ball to some fucking body. So it might well be Geronimo. Damn sure ain't going to be that horse, that racehorse, Equimenius, whatever the fuck his name is.
What the fuck is wrong with the Packers' name receivers, bro? What's wrong with these receivers' names, bro?
Real. Like,
bro, they got a Mexican with three names. They got Geronimo, and they got whatever his daddy named him. Like a big, long E-word.
For real. But man,
Equimenius, man.
Like, Equimenius, that shit sound like a disease or some shit, man.
But man, we about to have to get ready to wrap this thing up, man, until like next week. So y'all want to give any shots out?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Shout out to Bam for getting your ass whooped. You know, we're going to keep this ass whooping going. Hopefully Mike Lowry can keep this going. So I'm going to be really pissed if he fucked this streak up. So I'm putting pressure on you. Hate. Putting the pressure on you. And the Titans better do something. The defense better do something for me. But shout out to Spotify and the group, man. And appreciate us doing this podcast today.
Big fact. All right, now, Mike Lowry, what, you know, you got any Lowryisms, you know, before we go or anything, you know what I'm saying? Any shout out?
Hey, man, you know, he beat me to my shout out, but I definitely want to shout out that Silence rookie. He's going for the rookie record. I think he's going to go 8 weeks before he get his first win. You're hitting it here first. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the fellas that came on the fishing trip, man. I had a blast. We definitely got to do it again soon. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to y'all for getting together this Saturday, getting the show back popping. You know what I'm saying? Bigger and better. You heard me? All 2019 going into 2020. You heard me?
Boom, we dropped the mic. Until next week, this your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't see the Leroy without the Junior. Kicking with the fans, the friends, the admin staff, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody that matters. Look, this the dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't see Leroy without the Junior. Mike Lowry, Sports Talking Friends, badass. I don't know who he is today. El Chapo, LaQuint Dickey, Sports Talk with Friends, Florida League champ. And look, don't we give a shout out too to Sports Talk with Friends, Lil Jimmy.
Too much green, too much fun. I bang, get Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Thank God, I'm the thriller in Manila. In Hong Kong, pimp I'm like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a Coke and a smile, I just pick up the mother phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big sack. I'm slanging this like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Is it cause they like my gangster way?
Gangster way.
Ooh. Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Hey, BG, what up?